the main issue with that is we've got a large upper level low pressure system over Kansas and Nebraska, and it's kind of slowly moving. It's so big though, it's just kind of spinning these disturbances our way. It's just kind of like throwing bowling balls across the area. You know, you get one, and then okay, that one's done. You got to watch the next one coming through. So these storms are going to form probably in the afternoon just due to the heating that we're getting. But then as we get into the evening, well, then our wind shear gets stronger. We get a little bit more of that forcing. The jet stream's stronger that time of the night. So, and what I worry about is where we have that heating and that strong wind shear overlapping. So 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., that's going to be the danger zone. That's when we want to be especially looking towards the sky, you know, monitoring the weather radio, your favorite radio stations, TVs. However you get your weather information, make sure you have a plan ahead of time before the storms come. Like, you know, where would I go? Where would I take my family? Do I need to put the pets, you know, with me in the car to take to shelter or something like that? Just all these little things that are hard to think about when you're under a lot of time pressure and, you know, you hear the sirens already going outside. Then it's kind of too late to have a good plan formulated.